It is a sad song. How carefully God had fashioned his vineyard. Chose an ideal piece of ground for the growing of grapes. He dug and terraced around it. And he planted that vineyard with choice vines. Vines of the best variety. He had hewed the wine press and the wine vat out of the rock. He had the wine press ready. And he waited in happy expectation. There was nothing more, nothing different to do than he had done. How could it be, then? How could it possibly be that the fruit of that vineyard was not the plump, sweet, cloudy blue grapes that our beloved was awaiting? That was the vine he had planted, but they were small, shriveled, dry, sour-tasting wild grapes that came forth. How could it be that the garden of God's delight, the vineyard of his pleasure, his own planting, his special place of caretaking and provision, how could it be that its grapes would be nothing but seeds and sourness? If it were just a matter of grapes, that would be one thing. But Israel was not, in fact, of course, grapes on a vine. And neither are we. We are men, bearers of the image of God in the creation. And as God waited, what God was looking for among men was righteousness. But what he found was an outpouring of blood. He looked for justice, had every reason to expect justice in this vineyard. But what he found was anguished screaming. God is still looking. God still looks down from heaven and sees all the children of men. He still looks to the good ground of this creation which he has planted, and he looks for righteousness and justice, goodness, truth, beauty, love. He still looks, he who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. And what he finds is still what he sings of sadly in Isaiah 5, seeds and sourness. The song of the vineyard expresses God's thorough and unveiled disappointment. It sets before us a tragedy, our tragedy, which we can neither explain nor excuse. It sings of the mystery of wickedness and of the utter perversity of humankind. What more could God have done than he has done for us? A good tree bears good fruit, and a bad tree bears bad fruit. Those are Jesus' words. But God planted good vines, and he got nothing but seeds and sourness. How could it be so? He eagerly awaited a harvest of righteousness and vats flowing with splendid wine, and instead we handed him a cup of innocent blood and filled his ears with the screams of the hurt and the unhelped. When you and I confess our sins before God in the liturgy and say before him that we are poor, miserable sinners, we speak these words not as an explanation of our sin, certainly not as an excuse for all of the seeds and sourness. Rather, when we confess our sins before God, we do so with the sad song of Isaiah 5, as it were, playing in the background. It's not a confession of course I've sinned some more, Lord. It's not, of course, I'm a weak and struggling sinner. Instead, our confession should be, Lord, how can it be that my heart is so turned from you? How can it be that such evil dwells there and proceeds? How can it be that a creature who bears your sweet image has made himself so sour? Having heard this sad song, and having confessed our sins, we then rejoice that this is not our beloved's only song. He has a sweeter song. It is the song of righteousness restored, the song of gospel and absolution, the song of a better vine whose name is Jesus. Isaiah 5 sings of the mystery of wickedness. How can it be, it asks, but the gospel has its own mystery to sing of. How can it be? How can it possibly be that God has restored his rebellious vineyard by planting his own son as the new vine? How can it be that God so loved those who offered him blood rather than wine, who filled the creation with screams rather than songs? How can it be that God has so loved us? And yet he has. By his cry of distress on the cross, by the shedding of his innocent blood, Jesus Christ has forever rescripted the song of the vineyard. To those grafted to this new vine, Jesus Christ, God now promises exaltation, not exile. He now gives jubilation, not judgment. We must hear this sad song of the vineyard. And yet the song of the church is not a sad one. It is a song of joy unending, of love unbounded, God's pleasant planting made pleasant again in Christ. For nourished by the true vine, we are being restored in the image of the true vine. And one day soon we shall be like him, for we will see him as he is. To this Jesus Christ be all glory through endless ages. Amen.